We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
Just because I say something you may not agree with doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, October 6th, goes to a young man named Alex Taylor of Direct Action Everywhere. Who is Alex Taylor? Well, Alex Taylor is an animal rights activist who decided to run his ass onto the field Monday night during Monday Night Football. If you watched Monday Night Football this past Monday, you couldn't miss it. The Rams played the 49ers, and during the game, you might have noticed a man run onto the field holding a pink flare. Security was chasing him. I would give Alex, I would say his Madden rating is probably like in the 40 or 50-ish range because he was able to evade some security. He did a few cut moves that, you know, kept them from grabbing him, but he couldn't escape. A veteran linebacker named Bobby Wagner. Drop on the clues bombs for Bobby Wagner. Six-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion Bobby Wagner, because see, Bobby did what security couldn't do. He took Alex Taylor out. Boom. Quick tackle. Get out the way. Got him down. Let security do their job, all right? That should be the end of this story, right? Alex Taylor, you know, probably gets arrested for trespassing or some type of disorderly conduct charge, and that's it, right? That should be the end of the story. Nope, not in this era. Not in the America where people violate you and didn't play victim to avoid the consequences of the violation. Uncle Charlotte, what are you talking about this morning? People violating you and then playing victim? Well, let's go to Fox 11 LA for the report, please.
Monday Night Football and the tackle that could be a legal game changer.
There could be actually something to it. The question is going to come down to whether unreasonable force was used to stop this guy.
A personal injury attorney reacts to the protester, now filing a police report against the Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner. That is, the protester ran onto the field, getting past security, and then running towards the Rams sideline, waving pink smoke flares. That's when Wagner stepped in and flattened the protester.
You know, I'm more concerned about the security guard that was hurt trying to chase him. But you never know what that person is. They got in their pocket, their hands, they whatever. You know, there's consequences for your actions.
But Wagner now could be the one facing those consequences for his own action. Taking down the protester, ID'd as Alex Taylor, with the Animal Rights Network Direct Action Everywhere, that now calls what Wagner did a blatant assault on that protester.
Oh, God. This is the era we live in, where people violate you and then they become the victim. All right, Alex Taylor made a choice to take a pink flare and run on that field on behalf of Direct Action Everywhere. That's the name of the organization, by the way, Direct Action Everywhere. Well, it seems to me one of those everywheres y'all like to take direct action is at NFL football games, because nearly a month ago, two other Direct Action Everywhere members disrupted a Rams game. Okay, carrying smoke flares onto the field before they were apprehended by security. So this is what they do. Well, why do they do it? I don't know what the case was about almost a month ago, but I know they took credit for this stunt on Twitter immediately on Monday night. Their tweet was, Taylor and a colleague, Allison Flutie, were a bit beaten up but in good spirits after the incident. The organization added that its aim had been to elevate the Smithfield trial, a case in which two of its members are charged with smuggling two piglets off a Utah farm in 2017. They wanted to save two pigs from growing up to meet their ultimate fate, which is to become bacon. I understand. I get it. But you can't make a choice to be a disruptor. You can't make a choice to trespass on someone's place of employment. And then when you are met with force, when they use force to take you down, you file an assault complaint. They didn't assault you. They defended themselves from possible harm. It's 2022. We don't know what you're doing on this field. People acting crazy in public must be taken out swiftly and quickly, okay? Imagine someone coming to your place of employment, disrupting things at your job, scaring folks because we don't know if you got a bomb, we don't know if you're a mass shooter, we don't know if you're distracting people so someone else can do a heinous act. How about this? Maybe you just holding up the damn game. And I don't want to be out here not a second longer than I have to be. I don't want to hear anything about reasonable force and a restraint. All they did was restrain them. They tackled them and restrained them. That's not unreasonable force. All right? I keep telling you fools, you can't tell someone how to react. Okay, as Wagner said, there's consequences to your actions. Deal with those consequences. You were trespassing. You made an intentional choice. And guess what? This is what blows my mind. LA has laws that actually protect the trespassers. Listen to this.
After the takedown, Taylor's detained, cited, and then released by Santa Clara police, who have now started their own investigation, even though Taylor was clearly trespassing, jumping out of the stands, running onto the field.
Clearly.
But it may still not be an open and shut case. As attorneys say, California law is clear on one point. It even protects those who willingly trespass.
You have to provide a reasonable amount of safety, even for trespassers.
Why?
You know, you can't have a dangerous... something dangerous on your premises, and even though someone trespasses on your premises and gets injured by that dangerous condition, that can be a claim, even though he was trespassing. So you do owe a duty of safety, even to trespassers.
And yet another legal issue to all of this. Attorneys always look to argue excessive force. Did Wagner's hard tackle of that protester cross the line?
You mean to tell me with all the home invasions going on in L.A., all the robberies going on in L.A., people jumping over gates, hopping on your property, there's no protection for you?
Mm-mm.
As soon as you step on someone's property with malicious intent, the only person who should be protected in that situation is the person's property you own. Like, we really live in an era where nobody wants to deal with the consequences of their actions. Folks think they can do and say anything, use it for content to bring attention to themselves or a cause. And if that thing they are doing or saying violates someone in any way, they truly feel like they are free from the consequences of said violation. Like, literally, someone will walk up to you, slap you in the face, and then when you beat the hell out of them, they will say you went too far and then press charges against you or try to sue you. How about you shouldn't have slapped me? In the case of Alex Taylor, you chose to trespass and run out on that field. You got to deal with everything that comes with that. Just a reminder for the Alex Taylors of the world, you're free to do whatever you want, but you should always take responsibility for the consequences of your choices in life, period. Please let Remy Ma give Alex Taylor, animal rights activist from the Direct Action Everywhere Foundation, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
I mean, you got to be very, very careful because you just never know what people have on them. I remember this crazy Cowboys fan went into MetLife Stadium one time with a taser and tased somebody. Just imagine if he had a taser.
Well, I'm glad that my daddy had a taser that time, because the reason I'm glad my dad had a taser is because he got assaulted first.
But that's what I'm saying. You just never know what somebody has on him. Like, how did he get the taser in it?
Hey, somebody violated my dad, so my dad gave him consequences for that violation. Period.
Mm. All right, well, shout out to your pops.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call us right now. Again, 800-585-1051. Ask Ye. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Peacock presents the original limited series of Friend of the Family. From the executive producer of The Act and Candy, the series explores a notorious abduction and paints a portrait of a family who survived the unimaginable. Stream it October 6th only on Peacock.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.